The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
Cute.
Hello?
Auntie Vera Charles. It's the Flopfo, drum major Kev.
Hi.
You know, the first lady of that other show with the fat guy.
No.
That,
no.
You know.
No.
Anyway.
No.
I'm just calling to have you, wish you a happy, happy, happy 1,000.
Oh. Hello? Oh, drum major Kev Lovey, your call cut out. It stayed on long enough for you to talk about that vile thing. But I can tell that it was a call of congratulations for my 1,000th show, because it's never too late to call and wish someone congratulations on their one. Thank you, sweet drum major Kev.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It stayed on long enough for you to talk about that vile thing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2270 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 11th of October, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend and the aftermath. Yes, we can. Hello, neighbors. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your neighbors today, because y'all, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah, I guess y'all, I have to say that an unexpected outcome of this storm is the number of my neighbors that I have met and talked to and shared a meal with. And y'all, it's, I think I met more people in the neighborhood during the aftermath of the storm than I have in the first year and a half that I've lived here. And the main, I think the main reason is people, number one, they didn't have electricity, and they were going a little stir crazy, and they were getting out of their houses, and, you know, people wave and speak, and we're commiserating, I guess. So y'all, it is indeed a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor.
See, now, y'all, last time I spoke to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, the storm had passed. The hard winds were on the backside of it. And as Saturday afternoon progressed, things started to improve. Now, it was still overcast, and it was still breezy. But, y'all, we didn't get very much rain on the backside of it. Big rain on the backside. And so, y'all, later on, Saturday afternoon, Big Fatty got out in the yard, and y'all, I was raking up the debris. Big Fatty, the debris, sometimes known as the debris. Yes, Big Fatty, Conscience had a problem with debris. It's true, he did a while back. Y'all, I was out there, and I had raked up, what I did is I raked up the, and y'all, mainly it was just small sticks and small And lots of leaves and lots of acorns from my y'all. You know, they say that if there are a lot of acorns coming off your oak tree, that it's going to be a harsh winter. Y'all, we must be expecting about 10 feet of snow in Charleston this year, because y'all, there are sometimes when the wind starts blowing, y'all, it sounds like it's raining. Sounds like it's raining with the acorns hitting the roof of the villa here. But anyway, y'all, I had hadn't really done a whole lot, but y'all, I was, quite frankly, I was going crazy a little bit, that I wasn't doing anything. And, you know, the power still wasn't on, so it's not like I could watch the TV machine or whatever. But, so, yeah, I kind of finished doing that. I had decided I was going to wait until Sunday begin to actually pick up. So I just kind of raked into little piles and everything. And, y'all, I was sitting on the porch of the villa, and, y'all, this couple came by. And they said, "Oh, did you have any damage?" And I said, "Well, you're seeing it." And, you know, I pointed to the, you know, there were probably six piles of stuff that I had raked up in the front yard. And, y'all, the front yard's not very big, so there was quite a bit of debris that fell out of the tree. And they said, "Oh, well, that's not bad." And, y'all, we introduced ourselves to each other, and it was a couple. They live about I think about four or five houses down from Big Fatty, and so we introduced ourselves, and y'all come to find out that she used to work at the coal mine. Big Fatty, small world. It's true. And y'all, we just cackled and chitter-chatted for a little while, and y'all, it was just lovely. And we had some other things in common as well. And before they left, they must have stayed around and talked for about 15 or 20 minutes. And Big Fatty, that's because you won't ever shut up. Well, maybe that's true. She says, "Now, Big Fatty, do you like, you know, I'm from the Gulf Coast, and I'm I love to cook. Do you have any food allergies or anything?" I said, "No, I don't." And she says, "I love to cook." I said, "Well, I love to eat." And Big Fatty, that goes without saying. It's true. But she says, "Well, now don't be surprised if sometime you walk out your front door and you see a little container of something I've made up." She says, "I've just made a pot of vichyssoise." Big Fatty, such a fancy word. It's true. And I said, "Oh, that sounds lovely." I didn't think any more about it. And I came in the house, and I had made a statement that, you know, for a neighborhood like Fat Acres, people don't really sit on their front porches, even though everybody's got a front porch. So Big Fatty likes to sit out there on the front porch. And yes, Big Fatty, because you're nosy. Well, I guess I'm the Gladys Kravitz. Yes, Big Fatty. I came in at Big Fatty. "Who is that sending a text tomorrow?" It's the turnip head. It's Thanksgiving. Monday was Spanksgiving up there in the northern Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty. I'm sitting out there. I'd fixed me a Tanqueray and tonic. And yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, all I'd had to eat on Saturday was some coffee, because y'all, I had made the coffee before the power went out. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, so the Tanqueray was kicking in nicely, just nicely. And y'all, this car pulls up in front of the villa, and y'all, the lady jumps out, and she runs over to me, and she says, "Here's some of that vichyssoise. Do you have a way to heat it up?" I said, "No, not really." She goes, "Well, that's okay. Vichyssoise is supposed to be eaten cold anyway." I said, "Well, thank you so much. You're awfully kind." Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. That cold potato soup It was the best thing I have put in my mouth. Big Fatty, you mean excluding the gentleman callers? Okay. Yes, the best food I've put in my mouth in a very long time. Y'all, it was so good. And y'all, I ate about two-thirds of it, and I said, I've got to stop. So I put the other third in the refrigerator, just to try to keep it cool. And I fixed me another Tanqueray and tonic, and I sat out on the back porch, because it's a screen porch. The mosquitoes were starting to get to me on the front porch. And had another Tanqueray, and needless to say, it was nice and cool outside, and I opened the windows, and y'all slept like a baby. Fatty, is that what I smelled? No, I didn't poop the bed, but I slept like a baby on Saturday night. Y'all woke up on Sunday morning, and y'all, old Veda came by on Sunday and brought me some coffee. And y'all, I picked up the piles of debris from the front, the backyard here at the villa. Y'all filled up six of those big paper bags that you get at the Lowell's, six of them. And y'all, I still got a little bit along the side yard that I've got to get. But y'all, I went to the Walmart on Monday and they were out of the bags. So I'll have to collect all of that a little bit later in the week. But yes, it's not a whole lot left. It's probably another bag, maybe a bag and a half along the side. But anyway, old Veda came by and brought a coffee. Y'all, it was fabulous. Just fabulous. Fabulous. And we sat and we chitter-chatted for a little while. And then he was off to do some cleanup over at the Veda family compound. Y'all, evidently a tree fell it fell on the hobos on the railroad tracks, but another one kind of leaned over on Veda's roof. I don't know. I don't know exactly. I don't think there was any structural damage or anything, but it just kind of lay in there. It didn't really fall. It just kind of leaning. I don't really know that, but y'all, I finished cleaning the yard up, and I was sitting out there on the porch again later in the day. And let me back up, y'all. I went for a walk through Fat Acres on Sunday afternoon just to see how the neighborhood survived, y'all. And I have to say, phase three of Fat Acres, y'all, they lost two of the big oak trees. And y'all, I think the reason of this is there are no houses around to kind of break up the wind and all, but y'all, two of the large oak trees fell over in phase three. Didn't hit anything, because you know the new houses are just beginning to be built, so there's not a whole lot to hit over there right now. But y'all, the new construction, they had put some of that, you know, they put that tar paper on the roof before they put the shingles down. Some of that had blown off, and y'all, a lot of the porta pots, had blown over. But I didn't see any other damage to any of the new construction. Y'all walked through phase two, and there was only one house that I saw that some of the their concrete siding shingles, I don't know exactly what it's called, but on one house, a few of those had come off, and it was just odd that it was on this one house and nobody else. And y'all, there was one tree in phase one that had fallen into the street. It was a big tree also, but it was on a corner lot, so it didn't have the protection of all the other houses and all. But, you know, there were some limbs here and there. And but, you know, all in all, I think Fat Acres survived pretty well. But anyway, y'all, I came back out on the porch later on in the afternoon after my walk, and y'all, these two ladies walked by, and they had their little puppy dogs, and I spoke to them and everything, and y'all, we ended up chitter-chatting for a little bit. Y'all, they're Lesbyterians. And they said, well, my name is, we'll call it Barb, and this is my partner, Barb. And I went, oh, well, it's lovely to have some of the family here in the neighborhood. And so y'all, you know, I let them know that I was a big old bobo honker. And so anyway, we chitter-chatted for a little while, and they're going out of town, but they said, both the two Lesbyterians and the lady from the couple both complimented Big Fatty. Says, we think you have the cutest house in the neighborhood.
That makes me feel special too, because I live in the cutest house in the neighborhood.
And Squeaky does too. And and Squeaky Gentleman Caller gets to have the bobo honking in the cutest. Yeah, well, okay, anyway. I promised all of the ladies that I'd give them a tour of the inside of the villa once I had power back. So y'all, I think they're all looking forward to coming inside. They just want to see the sex toys and when the sling and the special chair, later that afternoon, before the Lesbyterians came by, y'all, the husband of the couple that came by on Saturday, he walks over and says, hey, we're having a family dinner for the neighborhood about 7:30, so why don't you come on down? I said, well, I just finished off the rest of the vichyssoise, so I may not eat, but I'll definitely come down and socialize. And y'all, they had a fire pit and everything, and y'all went down there. There were probably a dozen people there, most of who I didn't know. The two Lesbyterians were there, and y'all, it was just very nice. And y'all, they had spaghetti and meatballs. And y'all, they handed me a plate, and I said, "Oh, well, I just ate. I probably won't be able to." Y'all, it was like I was not going to ever have another meal. Y'all, I ate that spaghetti and meatballs like there was no tomorrow. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. So y'all, we're all sitting out there around the fire, chitter-chatting and talking and everything. And y'all, about 7:30 p.m. in the evening on Sunday night, the power came back on, and we all went, yay! How did you do, Big Fatty? We all went, yay! It was just lovely. And y'all, I met just some nice people here in the neighborhood. And y'all, it's you know, it's the old I don't know what the old saying is, but people come together in times of need. Or you know, it wasn't really a time of need, but we were all just sharing and making the best of the situation, and we were all just very, very thankful that we all came out on the good side. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I've still got a few little notes here it's interesting that when you don't have power, you have to get a little creative in ways to pass the time. And y'all have made a few notes here. We'll talk about some of those on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, back at the coal mine today, so we'll see how the coal mine fared, and report to you on tomorrow's little show for that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, and Vera, did you hear me talk about the hurricane?
It stayed on long enough for you to talk about that vile thing.
Oh, no, I hadn't gotten to the point where I was talking about the debate yet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.